fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 7th of April. The prepper tip of the day is a stock up on feminine hygiene and birth control products. Gentlemen, you want to be a hero, buy this stuff by the case. If you don't know what to get, which you probably don't, ask the ladies. They'll be glad to let you know. And get extras for great barter items. That's your prepper tip of the day. And we do a patient way in the green room, my friend, Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz, I like to refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. He has a lot of websites, many, many websites. We give out 5 of them. That's just enough to get you started, quite frankly. And here they are, 528radio.com, judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to join you again.
Good to have you with us. Doctor, over the weekend, there was a professional tennis tournament down in Florida, a collection of some of the top athletes.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? Dr. Horowitz? Hello, hello?
Dropped out.
Okay. I don't know who can hear me. Julie, can... Okay. Apparently. Okay, we need to reconnect Dr. Horowitz.
I hear you guys.
Okay, hello? We're back. Doctor, over the weekend there was a professional tennis tournament in Florida, a collection of the top athletes on the planet in that particular sport of tennis. 15 of them had to drop out of competition because of chest pains. This has never happened before. These athletes at this level, they routinely compete continuously on the court for an hour, 2 hours, maybe 6 and 7 hours straight with maybe some breaks for some water. To have 15 of them drop out because of chest pains has no precedence. I don't know for a fact, but my belief is that all of them has got the COVID clot shot vaccination. What do you think, sir?
Well, I think that would be the most reasonable presumption, given all the facts.
Right.
You know, you're being injected by these vaccinations, which are not simply mRNA, which corrupts DNA, their whole objective really for the whole transhuman inoculation for the brain cloud connection is this graphene oxide metallic component, which would be an additional antigen that would be causing these kinds of blood vessel vascular hemorrhages, and that, you know, the angina, the pain from the heart is just one system that's being intoxicated. And so I think that that's the most reasonable presumption. And I think that the silence is also deafening.
It is.
You know, it's indicative of what's going on.
If one black tennis player had slapped another tennis player, that would have been national news, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. John, whenever we have see this over and over again, I reflect on Judge Brandeis's ruling in a case where there was a foreigner who came to the United States to undermine the United States government. And in that trial, because he pled the fifth repeatedly, wouldn't incriminate himself, Judge Brandeis ruled that, it's a virtual quote, silence is evidence most persuasive. So that's what's going on here. You've got the mainstream media, all of it, just evading recklessly, criminally, in fact, satanically and psychopathically. You have these just despicable people in the media neglecting their due diligence and their duty to we the people. It's just beyond belief, and that's where what I think everyone that I've spoken with is to the point where we can't even conceive of the injustices and the unreasonable manipulation. You know, what's going on in the Ukraine is indicative of the criminal satanic psychopathology and the mass genocide. Well, this is affecting we the people in the United States in so many ways, such as what you're talking about.
Of course.
You know, athletes going on the fields and suddenly now they can't perform. Something's wrong with their bodies. Well, hello. You know, you haven't listened to Horowitz for the last 25 years.
A follow-up to that, a female model, 21 years old, obviously an attractive young lady, with a pre-existing heart condition, she volunteered to take the COVID vaccination, which, of course, is well known to cause problems with the heart. Well, she got the vaccination. She got boosted. Then she got COVID. Now both her legs are amputated below the knee.
Oh. I hear these stories after story. You know, I mentioned months ago now, a very sweet USPS, Postal Service worker that I was very, very friendly with. She had her brother, who was in the military, get the clot shot, and her father got the clot shot. Both of them were dead within 3 weeks.
Well, is she mandated to get the clot shot herself because of her employment?
The ones that I've spoken with have been able to avoid it. The ones who I've literally educated out of the ignorance that has been perpetrated upon we the people by the government and their complicit media.
So I think the postal workers have largely been exempt. That's what I get from my postmistress at my post office. Thank goodness. At least something will function. At least something will continue to function.
Yes, indeed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, Doctor, you're in the middle of this. You've got how many lawsuits going right now, sir?
Well, I've got the one in Hawaii against the mob that is totally entrenched, controlling everything. It's a Democratic-ruled state. Mazie Hirono is a great indicator of the criminal psychopathology and political manipulative skills of the Democratic Party controlling the state. The prosecutor on the Big Island, that was the lead prosecutor, became the mayor and dropped the case against the CIA operative that had stolen my property in Hawaii. So I still have that appellate court case going. I have two other cases right now that I'm about to file, but Gee whiz, you know, it just ties you up so much, John, doesn't it?
Are you doing these cases pro se, or do you have legal counsel?
Well, I'm doing them pro se, but I've consulted with two different attorneys to determine what my best strategies would be in venues, jurisdictional questions, and then to refine. My problem is I'm an author. I'm not a lawyer. And so I tend to write too much in my complaints. And then that gives them cause to tell me, to redo the complaint. And then you're behind the eight ball and it takes a lot more time. So I'm refining my capacity to file succinct complaints.
Well, good for you. Good for you. I'm glad to hear that. You've got, getting back to my original question, how many lawsuits do you have pending?
There are two pending, and actually one has arisen. I have no capacity any longer. Right at this moment, I have no capacity to outreach to 30,000 subscribers to healthyworldnews.com. Every single one of six of the mail services has basically terminated for no good cause. The latest actual lawsuit that I could file is against PayPal. PayPal, just 2 days ago, withheld all of the money that was basically that came in over the last 3 or 4 weeks, thousands of dollars, for a product called CBD 528, a homeopathic that actually integrates the 528 frequency into the water structure, and it supplemented powerful botanicals, herbs, and Bach flowers that reduce pain, reduces depression, and it works very powerfully. They caused us to remove it from the store extortionately. They committed an extortion claiming that because it has just the letters CBD in it, even though there's no chemical CBD in the product, it's a homeopathic, that gives them just cause to claim that it's a violation of their policy. So that's another lawsuit. I mean, it's like one after another. You see what I see. There's corruption everywhere you turn, everything that you're trying to do. You know, the manipulation of the population via the big tech and all of this technology that, you know, has security, passwords, codes, this and that, and this has you jumping through all these hoops just to have a simple communication, even with your bank. I mean, this is enslavement. There's no, it's a violation of your human rights, and it's outrageous. So this is what we are now, what is being imposed upon us, and with silence in our voices, if we don't coordinate, and I'm speaking generally of we the people, if we don't oust these criminals from our courts and our political system, as we're literally moving faster and faster towards this transhumanistic takeover of humanity by these cyborg type of robotics that basically connect our brains to the cloud, which is what Elon Musk, who's been in the news this past week with regard to Twitter, taking a share. And you know, you like what he has to say. You know, I'm listening to Fox News, but again, Fox News only gives you, you know, let's say 80% of the story.
Right.
And then there's most importantly 20% that's missing, that if you had that picture, you know, that piece of the puzzle, it would give you a new complete picture of what the true reality is. And then you can make an informed decision about what it is that you want to do with. So it's tragic what's taking place. Mind control, mind war, and a complete manipulation of the population to the extent that we're subject to enslavement.
Absolutely. Doctor, we got a call here. We got Mike in Kentucky. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, wow. Okay, glad to get through this time. What you were saying, though, about all these passwords and the hoops you have to jump through, isn't there nothing like a good false sense of security? My impression is there's backdoors in everything for quite a number of decades, really. they've even probably been hacking our phones since the 1940s to snoop in when stuff was on the hook. That's depicted in the movie Valkyrie. If you look for the Fromm scene where they go into the office to propose that, you know, basically that when they propose that they're going to assassinate Hitler, he disconnects his desk phone so he can talk to them without the SS listening in while the thing's on the hook. But what I called about was that clip that you've got in your In Lies We Trust thing. It's kind of hard to track down, like, the original version of that. I like the way it's edited. People don't, you know, people make fun of the way it's edited, where you've got the medical historian, which people make fun of, that looks like Chevy Chase, talking about with what did he work for, Merck? There's a couple of things there that should blow people's minds, like the idea that during the height of the Cold War and the missile gap and the bomber gap, the Russians were allowing Western pharmaceutical companies to experiment on their population with mass field trials of vaccines. No worries about bioweapons being deployed into their population. But where did you get that clip of, and I cannot remember the doctor's name, he's a scientist, I guess, I don't know if he was a doctor, who ended up dying of cancer in 2004. Who am I thinking of? It's in that...
Great comment. That's right, Maurice Hilleman. It was the Edward Shorter interview of Dr. Maurice Hilleman, the chief vaccine developer for the Merck Pharmaceutical Company. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, I got that in the National Library of Medicine. I personally went to the National Library of Medicine, went to the audio archives. I was tipped off to it, and the people that tipped me off to it, you know, they were insiders, and they were obviously feeling guilty about their roles in this genocide of AIDS.
And There's a lot of nervous laughter in that, and people listen to it are easily put off by saying, oh, that's a gag reel, they put that together, they're in a production room somewhere, they're just getting some laughs by editing this together that way. That's not what it is. It was cut from that documentary, right?
It is exactly the audio that was on the audio. There was no video on that segment. And that is an extremely popular segment you're talking about. Millions and millions of people have viewed that segment. It was literally virtually converted. It was stolen from my original film, In Lies We Trust. Hollywood, the CIA, and Bioterrorism was the subtitle.
Yeah.
And it's a great film. And yet you had, you know, you had controlled opposition, like Dr. Joseph Mercola, who stole the segment, republished it, and basically gave me no credit whatsoever. Well, what does that say? Besides,
well, everywhere I have reposted that segment, I have credited In Lies We Trust. So just so you know,
yes,
explain it because it's being demonized. As the zombie meme that keeps coming back. But, I mean, he just casually mentions off the cuff, well, he goes, this is a day, and this was in the days of crude science. I mean, the yellow fever vaccine had the leukemia virus in it. And this is what you did. And, you know, he just mentions that just like it's nothing. I mean,
It's shocking.
All this other. Yes, we didn't know that the formaldehyde wasn't inactivating all these viruses, polio vaccine.
Polio vaccine.
How many others had viruses in it where they were incubating these in chicken eggs and kidney tissue and who knows what else?
All of them, exactly. All of the vaccines. That's why for the last quarter century I've been screaming, you know, to deaf ears, that all of the vaccines produced in the eggs, in the monkeys, in every type of culture, cell culture that they used was contaminated. Robert Strecker said the same thing. You know, he produced the Strecker Memorandum, which was really the first American. And then you had my good friend, Dr.
Hold on, doctor. We got a break. Hold on, we got a break. We'll be right back.
Are Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
John, I hear you. I know you're back.
Now we're back. Okay. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment to protect your car, your spouse's car, and that grandchild going to college's car at thelibertyman.com. We have a lot of websites here for Dr. Horowitz. Actually, we only give out five of the many, many websites. Here they are. 528radio.com. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Are you still answering Mike's questionnaire, Doc, or is it time to move on?
Yeah, you know, I just would like to comment on a couple things. Mike is referencing a great film. It's called In Lies We Trust, Hollywood, the CIA, and Bioterrorism. And in there is a shocking segment. Dr. Maurice Hilleman, Merck's chief vaccine developer, who won the Nobel Prize, basically laughs at the fact that the Russians are going to come down with cancers because of the polio vaccines being contaminated as they were, and they were being tested field trials there. That's what the segment was partly on. And it relates to what's going on right now in the Ukraine. Last week's news was that there are bio labs that Fauci was financing in the Ukraine, and the Russians might release some of these bioweapons, et cetera. Well, the fact is, back in during the Cold War, the United States government was financing the Russian government and people like Dr. Robert Gallo, who was the alleged AIDS discoverer, who I challenged at the 11th International Conference on AIDS in Vancouver because I had his contracts. I knew what he had done as a biological weapons developer. I knew that he created cancer viruses. I knew that how he did it every step of the way. That's what the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola goes into heavily. I knew that they were giving Russia, because you're dealing with one globalist racketeering enterprise, and they were already, by the 70s, they were sending all the technologies over to Russia, as well as China, eventually. It is one global enterprise that's behind the genocide, the wars, and that's really what it is, I think, that's most striking. In Fox News, how they deprive us of the full picture, because every single segment omits the fact that you've got these global investors in the private equity investment firms such as BlackRock, such as Vanguard Group. Every single one of those are complicit in war making, in disease inducing projects, and the biological weaponry and the vaccination intoxications. So this is what's troubling civilization maximally. And to the extent that you don't have people like Mike bringing these issues up and looking at what the hard, cold facts are, you're going to have death after death needlessly over and over again. Disgusting what they're doing to humanity. And it's a direct assault to God. It is a direct assault on God's children. It's a direct violation of our sanctity, of our Holy Spirit-filled temples, to be injecting all this garbage into our systems that ultimately kill us.
Absolutely. Mark, thank you for your call. Let's get started our next caller. That will be John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. Have you ever read or... what are you aware of about Judith Vary Baker, her collaboration, her work with cancer viruses, with a man calling himself Lee Harvey Oswald in New Orleans under the supervision or umbrella of Ochsner? Mary Sherman.
Yes, wonderful research and publications. By Ed, I can't remember right now. I've got a mental block on Ed's last name. Give me the author's name. Do you remember?
Ed, Dr. Mary Monkey.
Give me the author of that book. It's Ed what?
Haslam.
Yeah, it's Ed Haslam. He's a great guy, and he's a legitimate researcher. And yes, indeed, the CIA labs were at the Ochsner Institute in New Orleans, and that's where Mary and Robert Ferry, which played a significant role in the Kennedy assassination, Ferry did as a CIA operative. They were torched Mary's lab, cancer virus research lab, and how Ed Haslam, who's a great guy, very intelligent, wrote great books, a good writer. He basically had his father was literally in that system. He was a medical doctor engaged in research and developments at the university there. And that's where he became interested in the story of the link between the Kennedy assassination and the CIA and their operation of a cancer virus lab.
Doctor, hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Okay, John.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there, adding more every day. The articles written by my friend Steve O'Neill, a nuclear scientist, are fascinating. You need to check those out. The COVID section continues to get new articles and videos pretty much every day of the week. It's amazing, over 200 articles and videos there. At the bottom of hour three, we'll be getting an update on Energy Cleaner. For all you hundreds of Energy Cleaner owners, check out the Micro Plush Throws. They're beautiful, warm, cozy. You can use them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. Only $75 shipping included. Toll-free hour line for your Micro Plush Throw is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. This is the last time I give out these five websites, so just listen carefully. 528radio.com, judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Let's go ahead and wrap up your comments for John's question there, Doctor.
Well, thank you, John. Yeah, you know, just the concept of us missing everything from what the CIA was doing in the biolabs and bioweaponry in New Orleans to what's going on in the Ukraine today. You see, the fundamental issue is that in medicine, you have to have diagnosis before you can treat. Diagnosis means to see through to the root of the disorder. And you've got to go to the root of the disorder in understanding the socioeconomic and political manipulations, impositions of viruses. You got to look at who's financing this on the bigger scale and the globalist issues. And if you don't address those, then there's really no hope for saving lives. And whether it's the lives that are being killed, people are killed in the Ukraine now or in the United States, as you mentioned before, athletes going off onto the field and suddenly they have heart attacks. If you don't recognize the root of this order is in this criminal, psychopathological, satanically possessed enterprise, then you're never going to be able to solve the problem. You're never going to have the 1,000 years of world peace virtually. We need to have a miracle right now because we the people are not doing it. The mind control is intense. You know, there's a spiritual renaissance happening right now. And I think that it's kind of like a spiritual uplift, kind of like the remnant being called spiritually to gain the awareness that's necessary to diagnose and effectively treat the root of this disorder. And it's in satanic impositions and criminal psychopathology of these profiteers off of humanity's suffering.
All right. Well said. John, that's an answer to your question, and we do need to move on. We got a bunch of callers here. Thank you for your call, John. Our next caller is Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit. Hello, Amit. Hello, Amit. Well, it looks like Amit's not there. Let's go to Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, Doctor. I told us a long time ago that you're going to see a lot of cancer, and I think I figured it out because they came up with a method over here in Texas, I hate to say, and they detect cancer with the luciferin, or maybe it's a fake luciferin, but anyway, it makes the cancer cell bioluminesce so they can get it. But I noticed that the crazy thing about it was that the they say the cancer is what's the word, negative. Negative, so the bioluminescent stuff goes straight to the cancer. But what about all the people who don't have a negative pH? It would go all over your body, maybe. Are you anybody listening? Hello.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. I have a lot of concerns about luciferase. It's that enzyme that they're using for diagnosis in various aspects of the vaccinology and in medicine, medical diagnosis. I think that just the having them name it that way indicates the corruption and the connection to the satanic church. And I think, you know, when you start to research, and I did the book called DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. That book goes into great detail about what you're talking about now, the corrupt organizations that stole the Human Genome Project from the public. For 20 years, we taxpayers financed through our universities the development of the understanding of the sequencing of the DNA, human DNA, and that subsequently...
It's here, right here at Texas Southwestern Medical Center by a group of Chinese, and they actually went and put it on the stock market, and they bought all the stock or something. It has to do with, I guess I wasn't ready to talk. The guy has taken over Fort Worth here, and he used to be such a great philanthropist until 1996. They discovered he was given to Planned Parenthood mostly. And so Bill Gates and Melinda Gates formed the Gates Foundation, and he started giving it to them. So now they are the ones who sponsor all the genocide.
Yeah. Well, it was J. Craig Venter, whose sailboat, he's got a huge yacht called the Sorcerer, that's engaged in the conversion of the human genome to do all the patents. His organization was called TIGER, the Institute for Genetic Engineering. J. Craig Venter is his name. He's the kind of like the kingpin in this racketeering enterprise that controls the DNA. And so that's part and parcel of what the Luciferian and Luciferase issues raise from my perspective.
Well, it's now making them a lot of money, I'm sure, and that's why I decided that was what you're going to see a whole lot of cancer, because that way they can make money on it. And if they saw a cancer, maybe they didn't, and they just pushed that into you, and then the cancer is all over your body if there was anything there. I mean, that's just real sneaky.
Yes, it is. This is the crux of the issue. You're developing viruses and vaccinations that induce cancers for profitable depopulation. This is how the genocide, the global pan-genocide, is being administered. And again, until we realize that Wall Street is singing praises to this corrupt organization, this racketeering enterprise, and until we really have legislators that are going to pass laws prohibiting this imposition and genocidal intoxication, we're not going to have the solution. We're going to get sicker and sicker, and ultimately that's what their goal is, literally to replace us. You can see it at Walmart today. You know, there used to be tellers there. Now you've got machines. Everybody's checking out their own stuff. You know, everything is going into the brain-cloud connection. DNA, as we're talking about now, people don't realize that the investment banksters today, heavy investment is going into DNA as the future for data, memory. All the human DNA has the capacity to store memory just like a microchip or a computer chip, and that people don't realize that that's a heavy part of the value. And the investment that's ongoing currently targets not only human DNA mining and mining of the data within a human being to enslave us. They could diagnose everything if they have your DNA sequence. They could kill you, because once you've given them your address, that's a specific genetic sequence. It's like an antenna. I call DNA an antenna to God. Sound and light, signaling. Sound is phonons, little packets of sound, and photons, little packets of light, come in and go out of DNA. That's 96% of the function of DNA. They're only telling us about 4% of the function that's involved in protein synthesis. Well, the big picture is spiritual. The big picture underlying physical, chemical reality is spiritual and spirituality. And that's what DNA functions is. So that's what they have literally suppressed. Luciferase, this enzyme that's critical in this whole manipulation, is part and parcel of cancer induction. They're causing cancer. They make money off of the cancer. We know that. We've been saying that for years and years. And ultimately now it's gone one step further. They're now into transhumanism, as though God's people, civilization, is no longer good enough. You've got now the power, just like building castles to the sky in the Old Testament. You know, fall of Babylon. Babylon's falling right now. You know, that's what's going on right now. And at the same time, Babylon is falling, although it doesn't seem, it seems like they're totally in control of virtually everything, including our lives, which is true. At the same time, they're not addressing God's power. They're not realizing that they can't possibly win against the creator of the universe. The homeostatic balance, it's karma and justice shall be served.
A lot of prophets are saying that we are coming into a new, it's not a revival. They're saying it's like a transfiguration, something that's never happened in the spirit before. So I'm thinking that look for the good times if you're Christian. If you're not, you better get right.
I agree. Okay.
Thank you.
Pat, thank you so much.
Pat,
that's a wonderful message.
You. Appreciate it, Pat. Our next caller is Amit is back. Good morning, and Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Dr. Horowitz. Thank you both for taking my call. I'm calling just for a sanity check of my own, and because Dr. Horowitz has been a practicing dentist, I think he can confirm it quite easily. He has used that term global racketeering enterprise. I think that's a legally accurate term, and if he want to add an angle of spirituality, I think he has also said that it is a global racketeering enterprise under satanic possession. So my sanity check points are, first is that, and I think that has also been stated by Professor McKinney, that Russian government is no friend of patriots or U.S. patriots, because in early 80s he realized that it's just one big family. That is, America and Russian governments are just one big family. So my first sanity check is that all sorts of people are talking about so many things, but nobody talks about what is the ingredient of this so-called mRNA injection. And the second thing, I think, which Dr. Horowitz can easily comment on, is that just maybe 15, 20 years ago or so, even with insurance and even with that 1986 liability limitation act from the federal government, we used to pay quite a bit for vaccination, maybe $40-$60 each, and now it is free, including bribe and threats, like from say donut or beer to maybe lottery or college tuition, so on and so forth. So I think the thought from insurance industry was that if people are terrified of a certain disease, they will pay for itself themselves. They should be made to pay for it themselves. Why subsidize or why help them pay for any vaccine? And that is very similar to what happens in dentistry, that there is coverage for extracting a tooth, but there are lots of conditions and restrictions for tooth repair or saving a tooth. Once a tooth is gone, the story is over. But if this tooth stays there, repair or crown or this and that will not be covered or covered very limited manner. So all I'm trying to come up is that if Russian government is honest, all they need to publish a spectroscopy study on the ingredients and maybe a network analyzer study on its conducting behavior, so on and so forth, and the game will be over. But that's not being done. So I just want to ask Dr. Horowitz if I'm thinking on right lines, that nobody discusses the ingredients in any authoritative manner, and even vaccination, even with the legal protection, was not free. So that's all I want from him.
Okay, doctor, your response?
Yeah, I'm in agreement. There's the diversion off of the most important intelligence that is complicit in the genocidal manipulation. That's what the media is doing. The real mind war is heavily engaged in omissions as well as misrepresentations. But what they're omitting to tell us, you're raising the issues of what's really mRNA, what's behind this vaccine. The bottom line on the back, the bottom line on the vaccination, what they're not telling you is the same thing that they're not telling you about the gain of function. Jim Jordan in Congress, Rand Paul in the Senate, both of these guys, especially Rand Paul, should know, he's a physician, he should know that this is about AIDS research. This is about AIDS gain of function. And that's why AIDS is now being promoted again on mainstream television. We've got drugs for you. They induce
Hold on,
these
doctor.
Diseases.
We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Doctor, we got our last caller here. We got Patricia in Florida. Good morning, Patricia.
It became to my attention
that the government mandated putting silica in our supplements in the 60s. Now, I don't know enough about this, but you might be able to verify it. But are you aware of any danger to having the silica in all our supplements? There's always, it's the last ingredient usually in many of them. Not all now, but I've been calling them. But isn't there danger of taking silica into our bodies? It has something to do with combining with other things that are coming, metals, and combining and then growing. Are you aware of any of that? Is it true?
Yes, I'm aware that there's been debate on the matter, but I know that silica is necessary in the human body, and it's part of a nutrient virtually that is important for energy conduction. And so I think that there's a lot of disinformation. I know that the entire field of natural medicine has been infiltrated, corrupted, and manipulated to impose restrictions. And it occurs to me that silica may be one of those necessary elements that are being attacked without substantial good cause. I think, of course, you could die from anything. You could die from too much water. Drink too much water, and that's going to be killing you. But the bottom line is you need water. And I think the same thing goes for silica. I think that a lot more research has to be done. And I think that think about this, the fact that they're telling us, oh, well, you know, be careful of silica because it's maybe too much in your system. But they're not telling you about the vaccinations or the multinational corporation industrialists and the banksters that are actually behind the entire industry and want to suppress all natural products. I mean, it's part of like what is the diversion, and it's complicit in the intoxication and the genocide. There's a lot of false things, and that's what they do. They hire.
Yeah, but
like
why did the government mandate it? That's my question. And it does combine with other elements, and it can grow in some weird mechanical way when 5G is applied.
Look. Yes, of course. Look at fluoride in the drinking water. I mean, it's rat poison.
Yes.
It's neurotoxin, and it numbs people's capacity to think in a meaningful way. So this is part of what the government's doing. The government is not really the government of the United States. It's the government of the multinational banksters, and that their investments are in genocide. They invest in cancer. They invest in now transhumanistic endeavors. So it doesn't surprise me that silica is among the ingredients that they want to basically develop and market in order to enable them to carry out this criminal enterprise. And the objective.
Doctor, we're out of time, sir.
Oh, John, thank you so much for having
me. Tricia, thank you for the call. Thank you. Have a great next Thursday. We're going to top the hour break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.